Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show, recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee, and it's also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For the Bearcat football team, coming off a win this past Saturday, a homecoming win over Fort Hays State, and a coach, you went up against a Fort Hays State team that, as we were talking a little bit earlier, much improved over what we've seen out of the Tigers in the past.
Well, they are. They're a much improved football team. I was really impressed with them offensively. Their quarterback, other than Blake, I think he's the best quarterback in the conference. Really does a nice job of moving around, has great pocket presence. There were a number of times when, it looked like we were going to get him in a sack situation and he'd slide out the back door or something and made some good throws, his percentage wasn't quite as good as it should have been. I think he had three or four that were dropped, and the receivers are good-looking kids, and the running back ran well, so they did a good job on offense. Defensively, they were real solid. They didn't make the mistakes like they've done in the past. We had to really earn it, I thought, Saturday.
When you talk about the receivers, O.J. Murdoch came into the game as the one that we talk about, but really they've got about three or four guys that look like they can catch the ball and do some things with it after they catch it.
Well, they do, and they're good-looking kids. They're big kids, 6'2", 6'3", type receivers that can run, and, I look out there matched up against our corners. That's not a real good match, but, for the most part, we did a pretty good job on them.
And then offensively, you got some things rolling in the first half. And as you mentioned during the post game, that really in Northwest, when you were stopped, you stopped yourselves a little bit in the first half. And that was really one of the main problems during the first half for your team.
That was the only time we were stopped. I felt like, John, we had a situation on our second drive where we were, I think we were on about their 30-yard line going in, and we had a fourth and one and picked up the first down, and then we fumbled, lost the fumble. We had another situation, I think, in the first half where we dropped two passes in the same possession and ended up punting there, and maybe one other one where we had a penalty. But, in the third quarter we came out and we had three straight possessions where we really marched the ball downfield, not big plays, but a lot of plays, and took some time off the clock, gave our defense a little bit of a break, and I thought that was really impressive.
I thought one of the things you have to be impressed with, just kind of the balanced attack you had on Saturday.
We did. We kept it real balanced, and, Blake used a lot of different receivers. Josh Baker ended up with the most yardage, but, he hit Soya. Obviously, he's going to use him a lot, and Tyler Shaw became a lot more of a factor. Tyler, if we wouldn't have dropped a couple of balls there, he would have had a huge day. But, we're starting to figure things out, I think, a little more on offense all the time, and I was really pleased with what we did offensively.
I think one of the keys to that, the offensive line gave, like, some time to look down and pick out some receivers Saturday.
Well, they did. Our offensive line played well. I think the other thing, John, I think our tempo was really good. We like to control the tempo of the ball game, and we had worked all week on a real up tempo, and the rewards are there. We ended up with 80 some snaps, and last year we were getting like 65, and early on this year. So when you up tempo, you get more opportunities, and I think it really puts the defense in a bind, and I know it did with Fort Hays on Saturday.
And when you talk about Blake Bowles and Jake Soy, a couple of noteworthy things out of that. Bowles becoming the leader in passing for Northwest Missouri State, and then you look at Blake Bowles, or rather Jake Soy, tying a Jamaica record for career reception touchdowns.
Yeah, that's those are both significant things. You know me, John, I don't pay much attention to any of that. I heard it afterwards at the press conference, and for Blake, he's a two-year player. He played some as a sophomore, but really 2 years as a starter, and he has had the opportunity of playing in a lot of games because we played 15 games last year, and 15 his sophomore year, so he's been in a lot of games. But I think it's really significant for what he has done, and for Jake as a junior to be at that place already is, I think, is really significant for him.
And when you look at some of the receivers Northwest has had through the years, that's even more significant. Over
well, I think that's right. Actually, at both of those positions, we've had some great quarterbacks and we've had some great receivers, and to put yourself in a position where you're the best of those, or at least have the most of something at those two positions, I think is really a credit to what these guys have done.
Defensively, how would you rate the way the team played Saturday?
Well, if we could take about 6 minutes out of the first half, the last 6 minutes of the first half, we played pretty good. But unfortunately, you have to play the whole ball game, and I was disappointed. Those two drives in the last 6 minutes of the first half, we gave up some yards and some plays that we just shouldn't give up. And it was mental more than anything else, and that was you know, it was kind of upsetting at halftime. I wasn't very pleasant at halftime, and but I felt like we came out in the third quarter and we really got things rolling again. We had you know, we had the three drives offensively, defensively. We had two or three and outs. But then it seemed like we just kind of relaxed again. And, you know, it's just like we don't want to do too much. You know, we don't want to be too good yet. And that's a little frustrating. The last drive they got on offense was against our twos. And, you know, when you're going against a good offense like that, that's probably going to happen.
And as far as the injury situation, you got out of the game pretty well injury-wise there?
We did, John. We came out of it pretty well, I think. We were pretty fortunate you know, to have a game where we didn't have many injuries, and that's really critical when we're going into a game like we are this week. Kyle Sunderman didn't play in the ball game, but he's pretty close, and hopefully he'll be able to practice this week, and he should be ready to go. It was nice to have Matt Minert back. He added a lot for us defensively Saturday to give us a little more depth in the defensive line, although it didn't show because we were missing Kyle, but hopefully we can get all those guys back. I think it'll really add to our defensive effort.
How important is it to be able to get some of the guys that back up, guys like Kyle and some others that have had some injury problems, to see some meaningful time like they've seen here in the last few weeks?
Well, it's really important because we're going into the tough part of our schedule. Obviously, you get down to crunch time, and you know, you were playing in a game this Saturday that'll be for the conference championship, and so you want to have your best players on the field, and we've been real fortunate that way in the playoffs the last number of years to have most of our best players out there, and it looks like this year, you know, in this ball game anyway, we're going to be in that same situation. We are going to miss Billy Creese, and he's just not quite there yet. He's getting close, but hopefully we'll get him back in a week or two.
Now, obviously, this is a homecoming game, and a lot leads into that with all the activities on campus. Did that help any as far as keeping the team focused on this game and not looking ahead a little bit to Central coming up this week?
I think that and the fact that it was senior day, John, I think those two things really, and it was our last home game, I think that really, I didn't hear anybody talking anything about Central Missouri until after the ball game, and that was good. The other thing was, you know, our kids watch a lot of tape, and especially our defensive guys, they knew they were in for a challenge. We had a lot of respect for Fort Hays, so it was good overall, and it was a good win for us, and you know, now it gives us a chance to really get ready for this week.
Yeah, when you look at Fort Hays State and then you look at their record, that they're a lot more talented than what their record indicates right now.
Well, that's for sure. I think I mentioned to you earlier, I talked to Pat Burns a couple of weeks ago right after they played them, and he said I'm not quite sure how we beat them. He said they're a lot better than their record, and after watching tape, I thought that was true, and then after seeing them Saturday, I really believe that's true. They've made a lot of progress, and it's unfortunate for them that, you know, that their record is, 3-6 right now.
Now, as you mentioned, at the final regular season home game of the year, it was homecoming, a great day for homecoming, and something I guess you kind of come to expect, good crowds on hand at Northwest games, but just a great atmosphere Saturday.
It was a great atmosphere, and our crowd really got into it again. I thought they were a big help for us, and you know, they stay for the whole ball game, and it was really, you know, it was really neat for our seniors to have that kind of an atmosphere for their final ball game in Bearcat Stadium, as far as regular season is concerned. And you know, it was a fun time, and you know, we just we're really thankful for the fact that our students and our fans come out so well.
Well, now as the season's progressed here, and you see the results from week to week, began to become obvious that this matchup this Saturday was going to be something special with Central Missouri, and it's finally here, a big matchup with the Mules.
Yeah, it you know, I guess, you know, we talked about Emporia being the surprise of the conference. I think you have to say Emporia and Central. Central had a good year last year. I think they ended up 9-2 or 8-3, one or the other, and had a lot of players back. But, you know, going through a coaching transition, it's always, you know, you always wonder how that's going to work. And, you know, Jim and his staff, they've done an outstanding job of molding those guys and, you know, really, I think, really turning their attitude around to where they believe they're going to win. They've had some tough ball games this year. They've won some close ball games. They've had to come back and win, and that's a credit to what the coaches are doing with that team. And so, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. It's for the conference championship, and like I said, that's what you play for. That's why You know, like a lot of her kids will tell you, that's why they came to Northwest Missouri, because they want to play for conference championships. Well, here we are, and we got a week to get ready for it. So.
Now, when you talk about Jim Sobota and coming in as a head coach at Central Missouri, is that the biggest thing that he's done, you think, more than X's and O's, is just getting the team to believe in themselves maybe a little bit more in close games?
I think so. I really do. You know, they've got some talented people, and they've had a lot of talented kids over the years, but they've never really been able to just put it together to where they really have been consistent. And, you know, Jim's he knows how to run a good program, and I think he's done an excellent job of getting those guys to really believe in themselves and to care about each other. You know, I talked with Josh Lamberson quite a bit. I don't talk with Jim as much as I do Josh, and that was one of the things he said, you know, the kids really have bought into caring about each other and being a family, and that's kind of the thing we have here, and that helps a lot.
Now, Jim, being a longtime offensive coordinator for Northwest before moving on, do you see some similarities in what he's doing offensively with what has been done at Northwest in the past?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, he's going to give us a lot of different sets, a lot of different formations, you know, personnel groups. He's going to move a lot before the snap. You know, Jim's he wants to kind of dictate to the defense what you're going to do, and he tries to do that with his personnel groups and with his formation. So, you know, that's something we're going to have to deal with. And the good thing is Coach Boswick's been around him about as long as I have. They coached together at Nebraska Wesleyan as well as here. So it'll be a big week for Coach Boswick, I know that, in preparation for this.
Now, when you look at their offense, I think you have to really start at the quarterback spot. Eric Sineski does a heck of a job as a quarterback there.
He's had a great year, you know, and you know, I think that he struggled a little bit at times last year, and I think he's really probably a guy that really has benefited from having Jim as a coach. Jim's a quarterback's coach, and you know, anyway, and very talented young man, and I think he's really doing great for Jim. And you know, they've got some receivers that were there last year that didn't do a whole lot. They're having great years this year. Morris, their leading receiver, was there, and I don't even know that he played against us hardly last year, and now he's the leading receiver in the conference.
Defensively, what are some of the things that they're doing? When you look at the scores come in, it looks like they give up some points as well as score a whole lot of points. But defensively, what are some of the things that concern you with them?
Well, they're aggressive on defense. You know, I don't know their defensive coordinator at all. He's a guy Jim brought in from one of the Division I schools, I think maybe Memphis or somewhere there. But they're really aggressive. They're going to play a mixture of three- and four-man fronts, mostly four-man front. They're going to come with a lot of blitzes. You know, I mean, they bring everybody. They'll bring safeties. They'll bring corners. You know, they do a lot of different things. So they're going to do things to try and keep you off balance. They're a little bit like us in the fact that I think they've got really good team speed on defense. They probably play more man coverage than anybody that we've played so far this year. So that's going to be interesting for our receivers. We're going to have to be able to get off the man press, and we're going to have to be able to run good routes and get open. But they're a very aggressive defense.
Well, as we've seen the past couple weeks, special teams can really play a role in games. They just kind of compare the special teams between Northwest and Central.
Well, I think they're solid on special teams. Their kicker, you know, is, I think, 12 out of 14 on field goals, or 10 out of 12, something like that. He's been real consistent on field goals. They do a pretty good job on kickoff. They have a different guy that kicks off, got a real strong leg. Their punter is pretty solid. They haven't, knock on wood, I hate to even bring it up, they haven't done a lot yet in return game. And that's one thing, you know, where I'm surprised. I would think they'd excel with all of the great receivers they have.
Now, when you prepare against a team that you've had a relationship with on the coaching staff, what's the feeling as you prepare for a week like this? Is it a little tougher than normal, or is it just business as usual and you just go out and play the game?
Do whatever you can to make sure you don't lose. No, you know, it is. I mean, it's a competitive thing, and Jim's real competitive, and so are we. So, you know, we'll have a great week of practice. Our coaches will do a great job of preparation. And, yeah, it's fun to see them there at the game. But, you know, like I said, it's a game you want to win.
And obviously, as we're doing this interview right now, the regional rankings have yet to be announced. They should be announced later in the day. But big ball game, not only from the standpoint of the MIAA as far as conference, but I think probably a little bit as far as regional rankings. But is the main concern right now the conference, and then just let the chips fall where they may after that?
Well, that's correct, John. I mean, it's, you know, all we're talking about, this is a game for the conference championship. If they win, it's over because they played one more game. So this is their last game. If they win this, there's not going to be a tie. Central Missouri will be the conference champions. If we win, then we have to win next week in order to clinch it outright. But so, you know, it's a conference championship game. The other stuff, that's all going to take care of itself. We've got 2 weeks, and there's a lot of big games, you know, within our region, and we'll worry about that after Saturday.
Well, you know, it's been a good season when you're left with just two games on the schedule and you're playing for something meaningful like a conference championship.
Well, that's right, John. It's where we want to be. And like I said, this is one of the reasons why when we recruit, this is one of the reasons why kids come to Northwest, because they know we're going to be playing in big games late in the year and we're going to be playing for conference championships, and that's going to lead to other things. And so, you know, it should be a fun week of preparation.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Churchman. Our interview with Coach Churchman recorded every Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock for Maryville's Hy-Vee. It's also underwritten by Maryville's Hy-Vee. For Coach Churchman, I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.